Today we celebrate the feast of one of the most popular saints in the history of Catholicism, St. Anthony the Abbot. Now, St. Anthony was from a very rich family in Egypt, and his parents died. He left him and his younger sister. In the meantime, St. Anthony already was a very good Catholic, and he would go from Mass to Mass in the different churches. And he went into a church and the gospel was read that said, "If you have anything and wish to follow me, sell everything you have and follow me." And so St. Anthony took it personally that God was speaking to him directly through the gospel that was being read in the church. Now, the church, no doubt, was very full. At that time, it wasn't like today, where most Catholics are lackadaisical and very unfaithful in many ways. But it was full. But he took it to himself. And so he went, and he sold everything he had. He went and took his sister to a nunnery and left a good-sized donation for them, for her a dowry, and then he gave everything to the poor, and then he went to the desert. So he's also known as St. Anthony of the Desert. He was, even in his own lifetime, so popular and so renowned and so beloved of Catholics that it was said that whenever there was a problem with demons, and of course he was assaulted by demons all the time, and he shooed them away and beat them away in every which way. But he was so very well known for his enmity with the devil and his minions that it was said that even far away, if somebody had a problem and they just said the name Anthony, immediately the problem was solved. So his name, even in his lifetime, was very, very powerful. St. Anthony was very good friends among others. And the most famous of his friends, of course, was St. Athanasius, to whom he gave refuge in his monasteries when St. Athanasius was persecuted by the Arian heretics. St. Anthony died at the age of 105. So even though he lived a life of sacrifice and abstinence and much fasting and penance, nevertheless, he made it to 105. Those people who continuously pamper themselves and feed themselves and give themselves drink and all kinds of things, they will not make it to 105. But he did, and he did much, much good for the church in his time, particularly in Northern Africa and also throughout the whole world. So today we invoke St. Anthony upon ourselves and upon this parish, that our parishioners may be more zealous in the keeping of the faith and in their practice of the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.